It's time for Frank Ski's Inspirational Vitamin.
God's people, this is your man, Kirk Franklin. And for everybody who's a little discouraged and brokenhearted, here's something that'll lift you up.
Frank Ski's Inspirational Vitamin.
Let the devil know that you're encouraged.
On 96.3 WHUR.
Hallelujah.
Hey, everyone. It's Frank Ski, and it is time for your Inspirational Vitamin. Like many of you all, I woke up and right away went to social media to see about any news that I had missed. But you know, in the midst of going through all the news cycles and looking at everything that happened yesterday and the siege on our nation's capital and all of that, what really struck me was the memes talking about 2021. Basically saying, if you thought 2020 was crazy, you ain't seen nothing yet, because 2021 has started off real crazy. You know, I want to say this to everybody. We are living in very uncertain times. The stress of it all has caused us to really start blacking out to the realities that surround us. And what do you mean by that, Frank Ski? Well, let me just explain. Yesterday, we were so glued to the television watching the siege on our nation's capital by these terrorists, when at the same time, we had one of the deadliest days in the United States of America because of COVID. Everything that's happening around us is making us have anxiety to a different level. We're having to cope with things we've never had to cope with before. In the midst of that, there are people going hungry. There are people losing their jobs. There are people losing their houses and their apartments. And we're going through a very tough time where it almost makes you just want to stop and scream. Yesterday, when I got off the air, after everything that I had reported, I was so stressed out, I had to sit by myself for a second and just decompress. I went in the kitchen and got myself a glass of wine and just sat there because I needed to get my nerves calmed down. And then I remembered the story of the Apostle Paul, and Apostle Paul, what he said in Ephesians. And this is for everybody. Paul gave us a clear statement to the antidote for anxiety. In every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, listen to this part, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Listen, if you have anxiety like I do right now, the best thing we could do is stop, pause, and pray. Stop, pause, and pray. Because in Philippians 4, it says it all. Through everything in prayer, God will come to our aid. And that's your Inspirational Vitamin on 96.3 WHUR.
I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on.
No matter what's going on.
He'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
No matter what's going on, he'll make it all right.
just a test.
These trials,
just a test of your faith.
Oh.
So stand strong,
stand strong
and dry your weeping eyes.
Oh.
'Cause joy comes in the morning, and everything is gonna be alright.
WHUR, celebrating 49 years of sounding like Washington.